As far as the game planning goes, you got a lot of time to watch a lot of tape and try to dissect things. Do you, offensively or defensively, did you add much just to attack this BC team differently? The stuff that you've kind of really honed in on in your film study, or are you kind of just going to still keep some things the same?
Well, most of it's going to be the same, but you know, the problem with all that film, you got 12 games to look at. You know, it's just like a first game of the season. You don't know what they're going to do. So, because they've got time to change their game plan and change their emphasis a little bit. And, you know, it's just very, you know, you just don't know what to expect. You know, and neither team does. But because you do have time, you know, sometimes I think you might overreact and try to change too much, and we don't want to do that. But you sit around that office enough and you start twiddling that pen and that chalk, and you say, well, what if we did this and did that, and oh, so-and-so, he can catch this ball and we can do that. The game plan gets a little cumbersome.
Bobby, you look at Boston College on defense. They have a lot of speed. They have a Butkus finalist and Mark Herzlich at linebacker. But what also catches your eye are those two stout defensive tackles. How does that affect your game planning as far as the running game?
Well, you try to get as many guys on those guys as you can. Those two inside guys are 320 pounds, and they can move, and they're really upfield players. They're going to try to penetrate, and if you don't stop that penetration, then you're going to have a lot of troubles getting plays started, much less having them be successful. So the main thing is, you know, maybe get a couple guys on them and double team them, and you know, try to get the play started and see if we can get out or bust through there and make something happen inside or go outside. So have to plan for them. There's no doubt about that.
If you watch this BC team, does anything kind of jump out at you as far as who they remind you of in the SEC that maybe the listeners could kind of equate them to if you were to compare them, you know, to any team you've played or just any team in the SEC?
Well, I would say probably defensively, maybe Auburn. You know, they got some very mobile big guys, and you know, not a whole lot of stars, you know, besides Herzlich out there, but they really play well as a unit. They scored more non-offensive touchdowns than anybody in the country, and it's amazing when you watch them play to see how well their defense catches the ball and picks it up and gets it in the end zone. Offensively, you know, I don't know if you know, anybody's exactly the same, but you know, maybe in the style, you know, Tennessee from, you know, when Coach Cutcliffe was there and running the football, but also being very good in play action and making you defend the whole field. That's the thing they do.
Bobby, I know when you're a ball coach, your time is short. We appreciate you coming on with us this morning.
Go catch that boat.
Exactly. We're excited about the game, and good luck.
Well, we're excited about going down to LP Field today and go through our walkthrough. I know the guys will be excited about that. That's a beautiful stadium, and we hope to have a great game. But we appreciate y'all's support and getting the word out for us.
All right.
Thanks, Bobby.
Bobby.
Appreciate it.
Okay, guys.
All right.
All right, Bobby Johnson.